7201.
About 35 Republican senators voted against the defense bill. Why? Because you had the hate crimes amendment. I'll tell you how that went down coming up in just a few moments here on America Tonight. Everybody is still choking on the idea that $140 billion will be handed out on Wall Street in bonuses. And you think of winding the clock back to just over a year ago and how many companies had to be bailed out by the government. And a lot of us were against the bailout in the first place. Some have paid back the money with interest, and others, of course, are barely staying alive at this point. And it's you and I, because we are the government, right? We the people, we the taxpayers, we ponied up, whether we wanted to or not, because that was the vote on the Hill by your representative. Just remember all the things. Keep a running tally of what your Congress folks did or your senators did when it comes down to voting and when they didn't vote and all that other sort of stuff. And when it's time for re-election, make an informed decision. Honestly, there is power in numbers. Power to the people, big time. All right, so there's something about the arrogance of the fat cats, I think, that got under all of our skin. And this is when I believe the public tide started to really turn. And not that it hadn't at times to the people who were representing us, but really started to turn a year ago and just got worse as Obama got in office. And there were things that started to get rammed down our throat, like the health care. Geez, let's hurry up and pass this before the August recess. Then everybody finds out about it and finds out about the public option. And then there's town hall meetings. And there were a whole bunch of things like this happening. And then, of course, things in Afghanistan. Let's appoint McChrystal, the guy, the general, the man who we trust to give us the best analysis of what's going on in Afghanistan. Because, geez, we've been there 8 years. And yet, President Obama only recently started meeting with him. I mean, you know, does it add up? No, a lot of things don't add up. Or maybe it does. It adds up to a whole lot of frustration for a whole lot of people. Now, there is one person in the administration with all the 10 trillion czars that there are. The woman who oversees TARP, the woman who has that congressional ears and eyes, let's say, as to what's happening financially. Her name's Elizabeth. We added something from her earlier in the week. I love her straight talk and approach, and I guarantee there's a lot of people who aren't crazy about Elizabeth Warren. So here's a little tiny glimpse into something that she said recently to one of the several people that she gave some interviews to in talking about, again, the arrogance of the folks who are on Wall Street and the fact that so many of them are shocked and blown away about the possibility of the cuts in executive pay. Because that's definitely happening. That's just a sign of things to come. Here's what she said.
You know, I'm going to have to take a bit of a bump on this one. Some of them will pay back, but let's face it, the odds are not good that we're going to get repaid in full on this money. That's what makes it even more disturbing that they're draining out as much as they can for the executives right now. But let's face it, overall, the taxpayer is the one at risk here. We're the one who stand in the last position to get paid, and that's why we have an interest in this.
All right, see, that's it. I mean, that's why we have an interest, because we're the last ones, like she just said there, we're the last ones to get paid, and I think all of us are sick of it. We're sick of the bailouts. We're sick of the doublespeak, and this is why I started doing America Tonight. Speaking of doublespeak, this is another thing that I think is absolutely crazy. I railed on this in the beginning of the week. I railed on it a little bit last week. Some of you have sent in emails about it, and you can share your thoughts on this, too, as well at americatonight.net. The idea of this whole Fox thing, the idea of constantly bringing up Fox and now the president comparing Fox News to talk radio. In a recent interview with NBC that he did, I think, a day or two ago, one of the things that he was talking about is he's saying that cable networks' conservative commentators criticize him in harsh terms, and often they zero in on stories that cast the White House in a negative light. The specific quote was, I need all of you to hear this at the top, what our advisors have simply said is that we are going to take media as it comes, and if media is operating basically as a talk radio format, then that's one thing. If it's operating as a news outlet, then that's another. Now, he did say at the end that it's not something I'm losing a lot of sleep over, and then went on to say a bunch of other things. I think people are interested in what we're doing to create jobs and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. But yet the people around the president, and then he has even done it at times too, keep focusing on Fox or talk radio. And I agree. There are so many other things to focus on that if I were the president, I would just banish trashing talk radio or Fox or whoever. Just, you know, just banish it from the administration. I mean, they're trying to control the media anyway. Why not control the people inside the White House and say, stop talking about it. We don't care anymore. There are serious things to deal with, right? Like the problems in Afghanistan, like the problems with the drug rings in the United States when you have the drug cartels saying, hey, we don't want any of our people to get hooked on meth, but let's push it to those idiots across the border. And, oh, yeah, it's easy for us to get across the border, so we're going to make money. We're going to get them hooked up on meth, and we're not really going to get stopped. Maybe occasionally if we're unlucky. Lucky for many of us, there was a huge drug raid the other day, one of the biggest that I can think of in a long time, shutting down operations all over the place from the FAMIA, which is what their nickname is, the group in Mexico. So stopping, you know, finding guns, finding cash, finding all kinds of things, removing kids from some of these drug houses and whatever. So it's a little bit of a dent anyway, but trust me, as long as there's a pipeline to get in, they'll find a way to come across and make the money. Absolutely. All right, here's probably one of the bigger stories that happened on the day. And don't forget, coming up, we have Nail the Score. In another 5-6 minutes, Nail the Score. We'll let our computer roll out and pick the game of the week, and then you get to try to guess what the final score will be and who will win the game. Now Congress has voted to add sexual orientation and gender to the list of all federal hate crimes. There's been a big push for this. And physical attacks on people based on their orientation will join the list of federal hate crimes. This was a big expansion of this law. It was approved Thursday and sent to the president to assure that it would be passed after all the frustration. Democratic supporters attached the measure to a must-pass $680 billion defense policy bill that the Senate approved. 68-29. The House passed a defense bill earlier this month. A lot of Republicans, who are normally big-time supporters of defense bills, voted against the bill because of the hate crimes provision. Just said they could not go there because the language is unrelated to national defense. I agree. It's very troubling. It got through, though, and so it will be a law, because you know that the president will sign it. Nail the Score next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Get ready to dial these digits, 800-259-5791. Maybe you're going to have the bragging rights, the best in the world, to say you nailed the score on America Tonight. What will the game be? The Patriots and the Buccaneers? I hope not. Colts and the Rams? I hope not. Chargers and the Chiefs? Who cares? I hope not. Oh, please tell me it'll be a good one. Jets and the Raiders, perhaps? Let's see. Roll out the computer, Matt. Ah, yes. Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This Sunday, 1 o'clock kick Eastern time. 2 days and 10 hours away, Brett Favre, Ben Roethlisberger, the Vikings undefeated, 6-0, the Steelers 4-2, hosting Minnesota. The Steelers really want to win this one, but don't think the Vikings don't. Of course they do, to stay perfect. Are you kidding me? Oh my. The Vikings' biggest problem might be that Steelers offense. Yep. And of course, the two quarterbacks are going to get most of the conversation. But, I think in this game, and this is an easy thing to say, but the turnovers could play a factor. Somebody gets a little loose with the carriage of a ball, a sloppy miss here and there, and that might make the difference. I think that we're going to see a really, really tight game. Hey, Favre was incredible in the last game. If you watched any of that, I mean, another one of these nail biters at the end, three touchdowns, almost 300 yards. with a big win over the Ravens, 33-31. There have been a couple of those games that Minnesota has survived barely, but they've been thrilling. And I think it just sort of pumps them up a little bit more. And, you know, hey, the Vikings have the ground game. Adrian Peterson, again, he can be unstoppable, finding the right holes. You know, what happened with the Vikings against the Ravens, if Pittsburgh's breaking down this footage, which of course they will, in the fourth quarter, Baltimore just suddenly, it's like Minnesota had a meltdown and they were on fire. So you can't have this happen, I don't think, against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has the league's fifth-ranked offense, and especially when you're talking about Roethlisberger and the passing game, the passing game, the passing game. But, hey, Brett Favre, the passing game, the passing game. So, I mean, it's not just Adrian Peterson. Favre can certainly pass. Favre has a decent passer rating, doesn't he? Of course. I like this game. I'm glad the computer picked it. But I'm not going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with the Vikings. I think the Vikings win this one. I think the final score is going to be 27-24. 27-24, Vikings for me. Roethlisberger, they just got to sack him, right? I think he's been sacked the most of any quarterback in the last 4 years, if you added all those years. But I hate to take statistics and go back a year, because we only care about this year, right? Let's find out what Matt Homer, I wish I played for the Vikings, Johnson thinks. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think as we take the field in Pittsburgh, that the Purple are going to prevail. I'm going to have a similar score to yours. I'm going with 27-20 Vikings. I think it's going to be a really tough game, though. So, I don't know. This is the scariest game so far of the year for the Vikings, and it's on the road, which doesn't help. And our pass defense just got torched last week by Baltimore, and the Steelers have been passing the ball pretty well lately. So, definitely going to be a tough one, but I'm going Vikings 27-20.
All right, so similar scores. That's interesting. The Vikings, by the way, were 7-0 the last time in 2000 when Matt was just 9 years old. So 800-259-5791, that's the number to call. Light them up fast, because we only do it till the top of the hour. Jana, she gets the crack at this thing first. Jana in Iowa, hello.
Hello. I'm going 38 for the Vikings and 24 for the other team.
Good girl. Another Vikings believer. I think that's a good choice. I like that score, Jana.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on to Mr. New York, Mr. Upstate New York, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Kate, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Can I just make a little thing real quick and then give you the score?
Sure.
Remember you were talking about Barbie last night?
Yeah.
The Barbie doll? Well,
yeah.
A couple of years ago, they were in court with the Bratz dolls.
Yes.
The reason why Barbie changed with the lipstick and the eye makeup is the Bratz dolls started going ahead of them in sales. Okay? And it's ironic how, believe it or not, the guy who actually introduced the Bratz doll came from Iran.
I know.
The guy's Iranian.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't know that. Somebody, maybe it was Harry Rinker, or somebody told me that, but yeah,
yep.
Interesting.
Yep. But
all right, good fact
she,
there.
38-28 Vikings. It's going to be me or the woman that just called, without a doubt. I hope it's her. But
38-28 Vikings. Yeah, I think someone's going to, I have a good feeling about this. I think someone's going to nail the score this week. I do, and it's going to be a good game to watch, absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
All right, babe.
Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello. Vikings 24, Pittsburgh 20.
All right, so another Vikings believer. Wow, nobody's going for Pittsburgh. Rick, we'll see if you're in the money, because we're all pretty close, floating around the same score there. Thanks. Eight. Go ahead.
Also, I picked the Angels over the Phillies in the World Series.
Oh, you're doing that to upset me. You know I'm a Phillies fan. I picked the Phillies to upset the Yankees. Although, hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought up the Angels. I love the Angels. I love their heart. That they came back. That game was incredible. The ups and downs of that. That was amazing after they had that 4-0 lead. I thought, I can't believe it. And then, to watch that tail end of that game, that was thrilling. That was good. I'm glad you brought it up. We'll see, but my Phillies are going to win the whole thing.
Okay. Keep hoping.
I keep hoping. 800-259-5791. Joe is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm good.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go the exact opposite of what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh, 27-24.
Are you at Bob's Big Boy right now? It sounds like you're checking out with some fast food.
No.
No. All right, you're picking Pittsburgh. All right, you know, that's not a bad guess because this is going to be a close game. It could go either way. But the score, I think, is a very, very good guess. You must be a smart man. Thanks for the call. You take care. What do you think Joe was doing? Getting a pack of gum at a convenience store. He says, no, he wasn't. I don't think he was doing the fast food thing. Holding up the phone, turning his back at a job. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going with Minnesota 21-17.
21-17, another Vikings vote. Cliff, good luck to you. I hope that you nail it. Cliff has come close before in the past. He's been calling in to nail the score for a couple of years because I've done it for a few seasons now on America Tonight. All right, you can be part of this deal by calling these digits, 800-259-5791. We do have some people that are emailing us as well. You can also do that if you're listening to me, don't want to get on the phone, don't have time to get on the phone, you're working, so you're going to run to the bathroom and you're going to text this in. AmericaTonight.net. Got one here from Ike. Ike says, Minnesota all the way, Kate, although I agree with Matt, it's going to be a really tight game. If I were a Vikings fan, I'd be a little bit nervous about this one because I think the Vikings could easily lose it. But I'm going to go with the Vikings, and I think the final score is going to be 37-34. Ooh, that means the defense kind of iffy, maybe suspect. I don't know, at the tail end of the game. Here's one from Kevin. Kevin says, hey, Kate, digging the show lately. I got to say, I love this game. I'm glad that you picked the Vikings and my Steelers. What are you people thinking choosing the Vikings? They are going to leave Heinz Field with their heads hanging low. It's definitely all about the Steelers, and the final score is going to be 28-17. Woo, that's a big spread there. 28-17. All right, Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Tom, what do you think?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Minnesota, and I got an odd score for you.
Okay.
Not too many pick scores like the ones I do, so I usually don't get much competition that way.
Okay.
25-21, Minnesota.
25-21. You take care. Have a fabulous weekend. 25-21. He's right. Tom's right. An oddball score comes up a bunch, so maybe he'll nail it. 800-259-5791. More on the flip side.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
I don't know about all of you, but I spent 45 minutes on one inning of baseball when the Yankees put up a sixth spot after being blown out by the Angels 4-0 up until that point. Then the Angels came back in the bottom of that inning, put up a three spot, ended up holding on to it, and the win. The Angels beat the Yankees 7-6, so now the Yankees have a 3-2 edge in that series. They go back on Saturday to New York for a huge game. We'll see if the Angels can stave off elimination and see what happens to the Yankees, obviously, and the Angels in that American League series. My Philadelphia Phillies beat the Dodgers the other night, and I was ecstatic. I didn't think I was going to be able to do the show because I actually lost my voice, screaming to nobody but myself of pure and utter joy. All right, could be pure and utter joy for somebody listening to ATN. I hope so. I would love to give away this prize pack. It's called Nail the Score. We have the game of the week. If you just tuned in, the game of the week is the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz. I think there's a lot of crummy games, so I'm glad that the computer went this direction. This is a weird week in the NFL. It's just a weird season. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are trash that they have no way of recovering at this point, barring an incredible miracle, and that's just not going to happen if you look at the schedules. So the key is here, we just want to know who you think's going to win, Minnesota or the Steelers, and what's the score going to be. Let's go to Dave, who's listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Dave.
Well, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh 30 to 27 in overtime.
Ooh, 30 to 27. By the way, if it finishes 30 to 27, you still win. Overtime, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I understand, but I think they're going to do it in overtime.
Well, I hope so. That would be a thriller,
yeah,
to say the least.
It's going to be a real close game. It's going to be the score I really wanted you picked. I wanted Minnesota 27, Pittsburgh 24, but you took that. So I'll go with Pittsburgh.
You know, you can take that score because I can't win anything. So you can always take our scores.
I think Pittsburgh's going to win now.
All right, so
because you picked Minnesota, so Pittsburgh's going to win.
Thank you. You sound like my mother. You're the worst. I heard you on Fox, and you picked it wrong again.
That's okay. I'll root for the Phillies, though.
All right.
As long as they beat the Yankees.
I want them to beat the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
Me too.
I do. I hope the Phillies win. Thank you.
All right.
You have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Charlie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm going to have to say that this week that Minnesota has been unprepared for a defense of this magnitude. I think it's going to be Jeff Reed with 2 minutes to go in the game,
27-24. 27-24. Wow. Going with the Steelers.
Yeah, I think they're the best team in this one, even though I don't think that's going to be the best game. The best game is going to be the Bengals and Bears.
You know what? I like the Bengals and Bears. Oh, wait, you know what? Somebody else already has 27-24 Pittsburgh. So you've got to give us a different score because Joe in Kentucky,
okay,
another Kentuckian,
well then,
has it.
It's going to be about three. That's 24-21 then, Pittsburgh.
All right, 24-21. Now I'm going to see how the two of you do. 24-21. Cool, I like it. Hey, I've got a question for you. We were talking about this off the air. I had a cousin named Charlie. He was one of my favorite cousins. I like the name Charlie. It's kind of different. Are you named after anybody?
Yes, ma'am. I'm named after my grandfather.
Oh, and people call you Chuck or they call you Charlie?
Well, I happen to go to school with my best friend from third grade on was named Charles, too. So he took Chuck and I got Charlie.
Oh, that's good. I like Charlie. Cool. Thanks, Charlie.
And I got a son named Charlie, too.
You do? So you have Charlie 1, Charlie 2, and Charlie the 3rd. I love
it. That's us.
Cool.
Thank you, Kate. You have a good night.
You too. The Three Charlies. I just, like, gave them an idea. They should open a sub shop. The Three Charlies. I love it. I think it's great. I like that name. It's unusual. It's different. Now everybody's going to call in and say they know somebody named Charlie. 800-259-5791. I have gotten a bunch of people, by the way, who have sent in emails, and we'll go over some of those here in just a second. We were talking about that Yankees-Angels game, and like I said, what an incredible finish that was. I just wanted to make sure that all of you who have no horse in this thing, please promise me no matter what, you're going to root for the Phillies. We need all the help that we can get. Here's a couple of the people who have emailed in the last, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. Here's one from Baby J. Baby J, all the way Vikings, although the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be really tough. This is a really great game. I absolutely think it's the Vikings. Vikings win this. I hate to agree with Matt, but I think that the Vikings win this one 34-14.
Yeah, baby.
34-14. All right, you're really thinking they're winning. Brad is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. It's going to be 34-27 Vikings.
34-27 Vikings. Okay, that's good. I like it.
And go Yankees. I hope they whoop Philly.
Brad, come on. There's no way.
Yankees.
No, you are in Kentucky. You cannot root for the Yankees. Why are you rooting for the Yankees?
Been a Don Mattingly fan for years.
Oh, you know what? I like Don. I agree. Here's a great conversation. Don in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I had a huge fight with somebody about that when I was on a talk show in New York, and I'm pushing for him. Seriously, with all the defense, with everything that he was able to do, he was an incredible player.
Well, just a team player, just a good, you know, good role model and everything. So
yeah, I think so too. So we agree on Don Mattingly, but we disagree on the Yankees. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, the Yankees, you know, it's just like the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. I mean, how many Yankee ball caps do you see all over the place? I don't care if you're in Kentucky, California, Chicago, Ottumwa, Iowa. You'll see some people sporting a Yankees cap. In fact, I wonder, I'll find this out. I wonder if the Yankees actually sell the most as far as just baseball. I'm just talking about baseball caps. You know, we did that author. We had this author on one time. He was great, and he had the story called Ball Cap Nation, and talked about people who had incredible collections of ball caps with all kinds of things on it, from John Deere to whatever. But I think the sports teams are really big. No matter where you go, you see, you know, you'll see some Boston Red Sox, you'll see some Yankees. There's just certain teams that I think you see more of than others, like the Phillies. I mean, hey, you know, I'm from that area, and you'll see some Phillies hats here and there, but nothing, of course, like the Yankees or Boston. I mean, those seem to be the adopted teams. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can email us, americatonight.net. We will take them that way until the top of the hour anyway. americatonight.net. Here's one from Scott. Scott emails in from Vermont. Hey, we're listening to you here in Vermont, Kate. I like it when you talk about the Giants. However, that's not the game, so I'm going to have to go with the Steelers. I'm surprised so many people have called the show and actually picked the Vikings. What are they thinking? I understand Matt, because he thinks he plays for the team, I think is what you say to him. But I don't understand the other people, including you. You're smarter than that. It is going to be the Steelers. There's no question that the house will be rocking at Heinz Field. And I think the final score is going to be 38-30. 38-30, he says. All right, interesting little jab at Matt there. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. That'd be incredible for the Vikings if they win and end up going 7-0, first time since, what did I say, 2000. See, we learned a lesson, though, from the Patriots, who had that perfect season, then, of course, lose the Super Bowl. It's about, for all of these athletes, I mean, I know that it's a game to game is what they always say. And it is, I mean, game to game. You can't celebrate too much, or you can't be too upset after a loss, because then you have to bounce back and play, unless it happens to be that bye week. But they're playing for the Super Bowl. I mean, they want to go to the big game. There's no question about it. And they'd rather win the Super Bowl, obviously, than have this incredible record and barely make it to the playoffs, and they get knocked out of the playoffs right away, or not get all the way to Miami, because this year it's in Miami. So the goal is certainly Miami. I'm sure for the Vikings, Vikings fans would go crazy. It'd be a sea of purple if the Vikings ended up playing in the Super Bowl. But right now there are a bunch of other teams contending. Got a couple more emails. I'm going to get to those in a second. But if you're driving home, you're listening, fumbling around, trying to remember the number, I don't blame you. I have to write it in big, giant letters on a chalkboard in front of me. Isn't that sad? I have, like, dyslexia when it comes to numbers. I don't know if there's such a thing, but great memory for words and all that other sort of stuff when it comes to numbers. Ask Matt. He'll tell you the worst with numbers. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Bobby A. Bobby A says, Kate, go Phillies. I like the Vikings to beat the Steelers, but I really think it's a coin flip. The Vikings win this one by a score of 21-15. 21-15. Okay. Hey, I'm taking any guesses. I'm not going to criticize anybody's guess. You know, there are a lot of lopsided games. If you go back, it's fun to read the box scores. Just read the box scores and look at some of the scores after the weekend, and you'll see, first of all, some lopsided games, but you'll see oddball scores. It was like Tom in Kansas. He said he likes his guesses. He guessed Vikings 25-21 because he was so certain nobody would even be close, and sometimes it ends up that way. 800-259-5791. Light them up before we get out of here so we can lock them all in.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing.
All right, so the game of the week for Nail the Score is Minnesota taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. You better hurry up and dial these numbers if you want to be part of the version this week. And I hope somebody wins. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also have some emails. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Let's go to Chris, who's listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. 20 Steelers, 27-21.
27-21 Steelers. Hey, what's the weather like in Connecticut? You got some snow earlier in the week, right?
No.
No snow. It was just in Jersey and up further north?
I think so, yeah. I think upstate Connecticut got a little bit. We didn't get anything.
Oh, well, good for you.
In Stamford, yeah.
It's too early for snow shovels, I think.
It was 70 today.
Oh, 70 is perfect. That's like California weather. I like it. Ooh, Connecticut. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great weekend. Keep your shades on. 70 is shade weather. Greg in Kentucky. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Same old. It's Friday anyway.
That's Friday's good. Friday is
yes.
The best day of the week.
I agree. And you need to feel it in Cincinnati. I drive a truck and I head up that way every morning and I lose your signal when I get close to Northern Kentucky. I don't know if you have it, but I have not been able to find one. Anyway, I'll take Pittsburgh 31, Minnesota 24.
All right, so another believer in the Steelers. And you know what? It could be a big day for the Steelers. Matt and I were just talking, Greg, that one of their top corners, a Pro Bowler, Winfield, is out. He sprained his right foot in the second quarter against the Ravens, and he hasn't been practicing. So there could be some exploitation there. You might be onto something, Greg.
Yeah, and Ben Roethlisberger, really, after, you know, he's won two Super Bowls, he really doesn't get the credit as a quarterback that I think he should in the NFL. I think he's going to have a big day and, you know, get the Steelers. They're kind of back on track now, and people really come back on track to where they need to be. So we'll go with the Steelers. I like Minnesota, too. I just think the magic might be gone this week.
Yeah, and it might be. You're right. Thanks, Greg. We'll see if you're a winner.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right. By the way, if anybody wins, trust me, you'll remember that you won. But if you didn't, we are certainly going to be announcing it. We always say whether somebody won or not and who came close. But we would definitely announce it many, many times. So you won't get lost in the sauce. We promise. 800-259-5791. You still have, 8 minutes or so to try to get in here, maybe a little bit less. 800-259-5791. And we do have more people that are hitting us on the email. Ricky Rob says, I like that, Ricky Rob. I bet that is a shortened name, the end name, the last name. Ricky Rob likes the Steelers to win this one by a score of 34-17. Ooh, 34-17. That would be a really rough day for Brett Favre. You know, it's interesting. They're supposed to have pretty decent weather. And, of course, Favre can play in any kind of weather. And certainly so can Roethlisberger. But I think the bigger thing will be some of the side guys and the turnovers. What happens with the turnovers? I think I said that in the beginning. You know, will the Steelers be able to exploit the offense or you know, that corner, that one area or not? Will turnovers play a part in this? Could be. What will Peterson be like? What's the run game going to be like for the Vikings? And, of course, the road situation is always a big deal, certainly. Here's another one we got via the email. This one is from Conacher. I like that, too. That's got to be a last name. Conacher, listening to us in Connecticut, says, hey, enjoy the show. Got to tell you, I really enjoy Nail the Score. I actually stay up for Nail the Score. I wish you did it earlier in the evening. And everybody says that. They either want it earlier or later or whatever. This turned out to be the best time. The score is going to be the Steelers, and I think the Steelers win this one. Without a doubt, I think the crowd will make a difference, but I still believe it's going to be close. I think most of the people that have called in have said the same thing. I like the Steelers to win this one by a score of 28-22. All right, 28-22. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You got to make that call quick if you're trying to get in, because we only have a few quick remaining moments to record all of this. And if you send an email and it gets to me in time, of course, we'll put you in the books as well, so that definitely will count. I would watch this game. Even if we weren't doing Nail the Score, I think usually what I do, because if I'll watch the Eagles, but then I'll look for whatever the big game on the board is, what I think is the big game, and I'll watch it anyway. So I would have picked this game out. This is a good, this was a good game that, that the computer picked. It may be one of the better games that could have possibly an overtime ending, as was suggested a little bit earlier. And, wasn't that Dave in Oregon, I think, who suggested that? But I think that, it's gonna be tight. No matter what the factors are of turnovers or how's Roethlisberger do versus Favre, you look at some of the other games. Do you really want to see the Colts, who are undefeated 5-0, take on the Rams, who are 0-6? I mean, it's miserable for the Rams. It's got to be terrible for the fans. Or, I don't know, there's a couple of other games like that on the board that I wouldn't, as much as I love football, boy, I'd have to be really desperate to watch them. And then there's some that are kind of eh. The Bears and the Bengals could be the other good game. And that's a later game too. There might be some rain. It's in Cincinnati. And I'll be curious. I like the idea of Cutler and Palmer, the duel there. And then there's the Cardinals and the Giants. But the Cardinals have not had a great year, really. They haven't been very fun to watch either. The Giants, until last week against the Saints, which was our nail the score game, they had been looking really good, and they still look good. They're 5-1. The Saints, who they played, take on the lowly Dolphins, who are lucky to, I think, win the two games they won. They're 2-3. And I think Drew Brees will have a field day against the Dolphins, but again, we'll see. So if you called in, you're going to be locked and loaded. Don't worry, no problem. We love it that Edna always seems to get in here. Edna in Kansas. Edna, how are you?
I'm okay.
What is your guess, Edna?
22 Vikings, 17.
All right, so Vikings believer. Okay, Edna, good luck. I hope you win.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's go to Tom in KC again, or KC, Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hi, I forgot to tell you, go Phillies.
Thank you. Go Phillies. You're saying that, Tom, to
Edna,
have better luck.
I wish Edna well also.
I do, too. I love it that Edna calls in. And a lot of guys like it that Edna calls in. That's great. 22-17 was her guess for the Vikings. And thank you, Tom. Have a good one. Be careful
sure.
out there. Thanks to everybody who called in for Nail the Score. Tell your friends about it, and they can all get in, but only during that hour time period or through the email, as I keep mentioning, because I know there's people that get stuck at work, and I certainly want everybody to have a crack at it. So if you get in by the top of the hour, I know there's going to be one or two. It usually trickle in at the end. There's always a time on it, so no worries there. You send it, we'll get it. I'll go through the last couple of ones. No sweat. We'll see if Matt's Vikings come through or if it's the Steelers game at Heinz Field. Interesting thing is I'm probably helping the NFL because all of us will be, we know there's going to be a lot of people watching, but they can add all of us who might not be Vikings fans or fans of the Steelers, but we'll at least be keeping our eyes, I think, on the game. Edna probably kicks back some chicken wings, hangs out with some friends, and she's probably watching that game for sure. Good luck to everybody.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City!
What about Brett Favre?